这里是 Ocean Gazing Podcast， 欢迎大家来到这个把我们联系到一起的神奇的海洋世界。Yeah.
That's Lee Woon. She's a master's student at Xiamen University, and she just welcomed us to Ocean Gazing. She said it's the podcast where we learn about the sea that connects the whole world. I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro. Last episode, I told you about the COSI China Planning Workshop that was held in early March in Beijing. In this episode, we're spending the whole time in the city of Xiamen, where we flew to after the workshop. It's in the southeast of China. They've got palm trees, warm moist air. It was just beautiful. So, Xiamen, it was like Chinese Florida. We're going to meet high school students and college students talking about their experience with ocean education in China and the change they want to see. Stay tuned. On a sunny, bright morning in Xiamen, I walked with Vera Shi and Kerry Lee. Both of them work in the College of Oceanography and Environmental Science at Xiamen University, and they served as secretariats for the workshop.
Can you tell me where we are and where we're going?
We are on the campus of the Keji High School, and we'll go to the students' classroom.
Okay.
The school do main research in the oceanography. So today we'll come to know something about that. Yeah.
How old are the kids?
15 or 14.
We walked into a large auditorium. It was filled with eager-looking high school students dressed in uniform. Each of the 15 delegates from the COSI centers in the U.S., we took seats in different sections of the auditorium. There were a couple of short presentations.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Xiamen.
And then we talked in small groups, the U.S. delegates and the high school students asking and answering questions. There were a few of us in my group, and let's see here. Will you remind me of your names again?
My name is Ma Tiange.
My Zheng Haohua.
Ma Tiange started things off.
I have never seen the beautiful ocean until I come to Xiamen. When I first saw it, I enjoyed everything of the ocean. From then, I fell in love with it. It has a deep impact on me. I think ocean is the most beautiful things I have ever seen.
Here's Zheng Haohua.
I like ocean very much. Whenever I felt uneasy or I felt just sad, I would like to go to the sea and maybe just scream, carry away just my troubles and make me feel really calm inside.
Mm. Yeah. So it's a place for you to kind of be yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just feel comfortable. So I think it's really important for us to just have the conscience of protect our sea and our environment.
Do you feel that other students think the same way, that it should be protected, it should be clean? Do you think that's common?
In Xinjiang.
That's Xinjiang province in the northwest of China. It's landlocked.
In Xinjiang, there is no ocean. Few people have some knowledge about the ocean. So I think if they see the beautiful ocean, they will protect the ocean like us.
So you're saying that more people need to see the ocean in order to want to protect the ocean?
Yes.
Yang Lu was also part of our group. Her English name, Tina.
Nice to meet you.
She's an undergrad student at Xiamen University and attended the workshop earlier in the week. She had a question for the high school students, too.
If you have a course on this oceanography, how do you want to learn? Like a lecture or do some experiments or let the teacher bring you to the ocean?
I think the go to the sea side is the best.
And do what there?
We can do some
experiments
there.
We eventually cleared out of the auditorium, and we went outside back into the sunshine, and it was there, right on the track that the students run on, that a few of them taught me the school cheer.
1, 2, 3.
要成功,进科中.
If you want to succeed, just go to 科技 High School.
要成功,进科中.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we made our way over to Xiamen University. We went into one of the buildings on the campus, and I walked down the hallway next to Mingru Chen. She's an associate professor there, and I asked her where we were headed.
We're going to enter classroom and to listen to a course.
On what?
On phytoplankton.
Okay.
Wait a moment, I have to talk to you.
So we snuck into the back of the class.
The cell wall.
And we watched a professor deliver a lecture on phytoplankton diversity to a class of roughly about 60 students. He had PowerPoint slides showing different species and what made them unique. Now, we thought we were just going to sit through the lecture, but after a few minutes...
Hello, my name is Bob Chen.
The class was turned over to Bob Chen. He was one of the leaders of our group, and he's a professor at the University of Massachusetts at Boston in the Department of Environmental, Coastal, and Ocean Sciences. Like before, we broke into small groups. This time, the discussions focused on ocean education at the undergrad level.
My name is Ma Xiaowan. The thing we need to improve is we have too little research to collect the organisms from the sea. And to travel around the sea. In China, I think this opportunity is very little. And we do a lot of experiments in the lab. And we don't have the chance to see a lot of live things. I think working in the field will be a lot more interesting than in the lab. You know, in China, there are a lot of examinations, really a lot. And I really don't want to involve in it anymore.
You're ready to get out there and do it and stop taking tests about it.
Yes, I want to do it myself.
Some students shared their thoughts with the whole class.
What we're concerned about is to find a way to use the ocean sustainably and to make full use of ocean without harming it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, I think maybe our department may provide more basic courses introducing ocean to other major students like environmental science, math, economics, or law. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Our professors and teachers, they all got their interest in their own path and they got passion. I don't know why they didn't pass the passion to me. I don't know others.
The problems happening in the ocean not only happen in our coastlines and also maybe in the middle of the ocean, or maybe this area of the ocean didn't belong to any country, and at this moment, who should take the responsibility to protect this ocean, this area? I want to know, when can we cooperate together? I mean, we all human beings in the world. When can we do the research together? For this moment, we only share data on the internet, but most of the time we don't do researches together, right? And so I hope that in the future, we can have students do research together. We can fly to each other's university and we explore the ocean and protect them together.
I thank you for a very spirited conversation. I wish we had several more hours.
Afterwards, I caught up with Karen Chan. She's a PhD student at the University of Washington, was one of the COSI delegates from the U.S., and she's originally from Hong Kong. She talked about the high school and college students that we'd met that day.
Being somebody who grew up in the southern part of China, it does ring the bell. I was kind of like that when I was in high school. Most of us are pretty timid. We sit and we listen. I used not to believe that Chinese students would engage in discussion. And I have always worried that the sense of curiosity and inquiry would be like totally under control and tamed out or even put out, but it's not the case. What is so encouraging is that when you give them an opportunity to voice their opinion, they're really enjoying doing that.
And here's our next sonic stumper. So what style of music is that? Send us your guess by visiting our website, oceangazing.org. You'll also find some photos. And a couple of videos of what we did for recreation while we were in Xiamen, including karaoke, which was our last sonic stumper.
All the leaves on the trees are falling.
and a foot massage. There's a video of me trying to enjoy myself. Thanks to Bob Chen, Xuchen Wang, Minhan Dai, Hui Wang Gao, Wen Qing Kao, Vera Shi, and Carrie Lee. Ocean Gazing, it's a product of COSI, and we get our funding from the National Science Foundation.